KRNR Judges Report, May 12, 2022, recorded May 10th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report, the 19th report of 2022. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwait, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening at any time through the Goldthwait Eagle website or the Mills County website. Commissioners' Court met Monday, May 9th for 2 hours, which unfortunately seems to be the new norm. This was the first meeting of the month, and that always is a bit longer as there are monthly reports from each county department. A policy on constructing new entrances onto county roads was discussed at length. The volume of small tracks, that's tracks under 10 acres or more with county road frontage, which are being created to avoid the platting requirements in the subdivision ordinance, is causing increased construction of entrances and tin horns on county roads and led to commissioners requesting a countywide uniform policy. The proposed policy requires landowners to submit an application for an entrance on a county road and obtain approval before placing a new entrance on the road. The legal underpinning is the county ownership or control of its right-of-way. The practical reason are the safety impacts of entrances onto a county road and the potential impact on drainage. Of course, that presumes it will rain enough to create runoff. The proposed policy tracks the Texas Department of Transportation policy for entrances onto state roads. Action on the policy was tabled until the court's May 23rd meeting to give commissioners more time to review it. Action on the renewal of a contingency collection agreement in the JP's office was also tabled to determine if it was in fact necessary, as the existing contract contained automatic renewal options. The primary downside of the renewal was its impact on the county's 90-day termination option. While the JP's office has no present intention of terminating the contract, it has an annual right to terminate, which with the renewal agreement would change to at the end of the 5-year term. We are attempting to negotiate that, but in the alternative will likely stay with the existing annual renewal versus giving up the county right to terminate for 5 years absent an adequate quid pro quo. After discussion of the background on the ownership of the existing vacant EMS station and an old filling station at 901 4th Street in Goldthwait and the confused status of the title to the property, the court agreed the vacant property was surplus and asked the judge and county attorney to attempt to unravel the title confusion via correction and error resolutions from both Mills County and the Hamilton Hospital District, accompanied by a correction deed. Once marketable title is obtained, the sale of the property will be pursued either via auction, sealed bids, or listing, with the proceeds potentially supplementing the Federal American Rescue Act grant for funding the construction of a replacement county-owned EMS station. The proposed county-owned EMS station was also discussed at length, with the court reviewing a prospective floor plan and a cost estimate of approximately $707,000, which is more than covered by the American Rescue Act grant to Mills County. The layout includes three bays of drive-through ambulance storage versus two bays, which are not drive-through, in the 4th Street property, as well as a 600-foot end cap for a potential 911 dispatching office. The dispatching portion is a contingency space if dispatching must be moved out of the law enforcement center. It could otherwise be eliminated, and an estimated cost savings of about $50,000 on the construction, or converted to potential additional EMS crew space, which would be needed when the county EMS needs go from one fully staffed ambulance to two. The discussion also touched on alternative procurement options, purchasing cooperatives versus public bid, and the amount of work that was not included in the purchasing cooperative proposal, primarily site work, the construction of sidewalks and driveways, as well as parking and landscaping. The final plat of the 165-lot Rolling Oaks subdivision was again on the agenda. The county designated surveyor reported his approval subject to minor plat corrections, which are in process. With that, the court approved the final plat, authorizing the judge to sign it when the corrections are complete and the other prerequisites are in place. That is, the proper payment of filing fees, the delivery of the construction bond, and so forth. A special meeting of Commissioner's Court was called to canvass the results of the May 7th election, as this canvass is required prior to the next scheduled meeting of the court. Early voting starts Monday, May 16th, for the runoff in the Republican primary for county judge. Early voting will again be conducted in the Mills County Community Center. The calendar for the preparation of the Mills County budget for the fiscal year commencing October 1st, 2022 was discussed. It has already started, with budget input requests having been sent to county departments and community organizations last week, and deliverables commencing May 20th. Elected officials' salary notifications are scheduled by July 5th, with publication in the Eagle and filing of a proposed budget by the end of July. The court will meet every Monday in August to discuss the budget, including a public hearing August 22nd, before voting on the budget and the tax rate for the coming year. My goal in budgeting this year is based on new taxes, and that too was discussed. The technical explanation is the assumed revenue will be based on the same tax revenue as we receive in the current year for properties that are on the current year tax rolls. Revenue growth will thus consist only of user fees, fines, prisoner boarding, and new property added to the tax roll that is not on the tax roll for 2021. I plan to include the winner of the Republican primary in the county judge's race in as much of the budget process as he is willing to undertake. The budget we are creating will control the first 9 months of the new judge's term, and this will be the only window for transitional training on the process. In small counties like Mills, the county judge is responsible for preparing the budget. It is an important part of the job and the basis for everything from the county tax rate to staffing and the operation of county departments. The budget will include the cost of a 911 dispatch center, while the cost historically associated with dispatching will be removed from the law enforcement budget. This is Ed Smith, your county judge, thanking you for your interest in county government and reminding you to vote on who should replace me. Early voting, again, starts Monday, May 16th. Tune in to KRNR each Thursday at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the latest from your county courthouse.